I have a little testimony.
Please.
I woke up in the middle of the night the other night, and I was crying to the Lord just about a lot of rejection I've experienced in the church as far as trying to help people that don't want to be helped. And just people kind of judge me for the sin I was involved in my past. And they just aren't able to see the cross of Christ inside of my life. So they don't want a fellowship with me. And so I was crying to the Lord about, you know, Lord, I'm so tired of being rejected for this testimony that I have. I'm so tired. And I just feel so useless. And of course I was crying. Andy wakes up and he's like, "Are you crying?" And I said, "Yes." And so I finished crying, and the next day I had to take my dog to PetSmart, and I was walking him to the car, and I park far away from all the other cars just so I can have a little walk, and this girl starts to approach me, and I'm like, "Oh, great, I know she's coming to talk to me because there's no other cars around." And so I get the dog in the car, and she goes, "Hi," and she's like passing out brochures, and I'm like, "Hi." She's like, "I just wanted to pass this brochure out to you. We're out here trying to raise money for our church. I believe in Jesus Christ." I'm like, "What? You believe in Jesus Christ?" And so now I'm listening to her, like, "Oh," she's like, "Yeah, I go to this, I'm in this recovery home for people who are on drugs and alcohol. I'm now receiving help through this church. We aren't government funded, so we have to raise money." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, well, let me see this." And I said, "Well, why don't you tell me your story?" So I just let her talk, and she told me how she was a heroin addict and how she ended up coming to this place, and it was kind of a long story. And I asked her detailed questions, like, "Tell me more, tell me." And she said, "I used to be a prostitute," and all this stuff. And so she just shared really her whole story. She was, and Jesus Christ, she kept saying, "Jesus Christ," and "Jesus Christ has saved me." And she's like, you know, maybe 5 months in the Lord. And so I just said, "Wow, that's so encouraging." I said, "You know, 18 years ago I was living as a lesbian, and the Lord saved me." And she's like, "Do you have some sort of card?" I said, "Yeah, actually I do. I have some in my car." And she's like, "You know what? I think I've seen your card before." I was like, "What?" She's like, let me see your card." And I showed her. "I've seen this card before." I'm like, "You've got to be kidding me." She's like, "No, I've seen this card before. I actually saw this, and I was handing it around to people I knew." And I'm like, "Well, how did you come across one of my cards?" And she's like, "I have no idea, but I knew you looked familiar." And I was like, "That's amazing. Like, here it is, this, I'm crying the night before about being rejected for, you know, this testimony I have. And here God brings a woman who has come across one of my testimony cards that I leave in bathrooms and wherever else. I hand them out to people as God leads. And I was just blown away. And so I actually just looked her in the eyes and I encouraged her. And I said, "You need to get into the book of Romans. You need to understand the cross of Jesus Christ. You need to understand that the prostitute that used to live is now dead. The heroin addict that used to live is now dead. She died with Jesus Christ, and you are brand new on the inside." And just explaining the cross. So, and I just told her, "Study the book of Romans." And she was like, and I prayed, you know, she just totally received as I prayed over her and just prayed God's, you know, spirit upon revelations of Jesus. And I was so encouraged just by this divine appointment. And so I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Thank you, Brooke, for that. I really appreciate that. Go ahead, John.
I want to say to Brooke that when you first mentioned what you mentioned, that you are awoke and you're flustered about these people, I became very angry. And I wanted to say, what a bunch of hypocrites. And you shouldn't let that bother you. When people, you know, if they want to condemn you, then they are not truly saved, because somebody who really lives in Christ will not judge, and they accept people for who they are. So that's the devil playing around with you, Brooke, as far as I'm concerned.
I definitely received that. It's been a long road being here in Cincinnati. Just, you know, when you have the past that I have, and I testify of it, because I believe that God's called me to testify of what He's done and what He can do for anyone. And, you know, when we testify of the living Jesus and the power He's able to do on the inside of a person and transform their life, we're testifying of the living God. And, you know, you will be persecuted. You will be rejected, just like our Jesus was. And so, you know, there is suffering in testifying. So it's, you know, God is our comforter, yet we do experience suffering, even in the church. And, you know, it's, you just got to keep your light shining and forgive those who, you know, Jesus said, those who receive me, those who receive you, receive me. Those who reject you, reject me. And, you know, it's just because people go to church doesn't mean they're born of the Spirit.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, this is not an appropriate godly response, but if you ever, you know, I mean, sometimes we don't give godly responses, and we let our anger get in us a little bit. But if you ever get really irritated, you ought to look them right in the eye and say, can I just ask you a quick question? And they'll say, yeah. And just say, later tonight and tomorrow or the next couple days, in fact, every night before you go to bed, I want you to think about this. What's in your closet? That's all. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody has, you know, we just don't share it, you know, openly. So, you know, and by the way, when they go to bed at night, they're going to remember what you said. So maybe that'll assist them more in not allowing them to be so judgmental or critical, because, you know, I don't know too many people that don't have some things in their closet.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, John, go ahead, Book.
It's just funny that the sin of my past, lesbianism, you know, idolatry, witchcraft, whatever, it's just the same as the sin of gossip, lying. It all put Jesus on the cross. And that's the problem in the church, is they sort of say, well, my sin isn't as bad as yours, you know, and they're not undermining the cross of Jesus Christ. And that's where, if you don't understand the cross, then you probably don't know Christ.
Amen. That's very well said.
Yeah, and that's, in conclusion, that's exactly what I was, you said it or articulated it better than I said it, just with that one sentence. But that's when you get flustered at people judging you, it's, you know, they obviously don't know Christ, or they wouldn't be so hypocritical.
You know, it reminds me of Samuel when the people kind of, in a way, rejected Samuel as judge, wanting a king. Samuel took that personally. He went to God. Look, God, they don't want me. They want a king. And God made it clear to Samuel, don't take it personally. And that's exactly what happens today, because people want to throw guilt. People want to judge. They want to condemn. And we need to understand, if they don't receive us, they're not receiving Jesus. Just like Brooke said, we cannot take any of this personally. Absolutely not. Because those words do not come from Jesus. So
I think one thing that's important is, we, being human beings, you know, we have feelings in this life, just like,
yes,
Jesus did. And he was a man of sorrow. He was acquainted with grief. And so, you know, we're walking in the sufferings of Christ. He was rejected by men. He was rejected by the church, quote unquote, you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the rulers of the church at that time. And so the coolest part of walking with Jesus is, yes, in my humanity, I cry about feeling rejected, and I do cry because I do know it's a rejection of Jesus as well, and it's a sadness that here these people are in church and they don't know Christ, and they don't know the power of the cross, and the cool, this is what I wanted to emphasize, is that in knowing Jesus, I know the one who comforts me in that rejection. He says, Brooke, you know, I'm with you in this suffering, and I've been there, and I understand, and you can come and cry to me and pour out your heart, and I know it hurt you, and I know this rejection hurt you. And I'm not going to say, well, oh, you know, I don't feel any pain from this, because I do, and I know it's not just a rejection of me, it's a rejection of not understanding the cross, which is even more sad, you know, that you're in church and you don't understand the cross, like, what? And so it's like a grieving for the you know, where the church is in this day and age, and but it's like suffering with Christ, and he's like, I walk this road ahead of you guys, and I understand humanity, I understand walking in your shoes, and I understand suffering, and I'm just telling you, I'm right here with you in your suffering, and thank you for being willing to suffer for my name, and thank you, you know, I think it means a lot to the Lord when we suffer for his name. I think he is like so touched by the fact that we are walking up against the stream of society that is, you know, like Larry was saying, you know, just because someone went to Bible college doesn't mean they're born of the Spirit. So, you know, we're the body of Christ, and it's invisible, and we're walking upstream against the whole world, and you're going to be rejected. But we have Jesus to comfort us in that rejection. So that's just what I wanted to say.
Amen.